All right, and welcome to Fast Break Breakfast, NBA podcast. My name is Keith, here with my buddies, Chuck and John.
Shout out.
Hi, boys.
Guys, how has it been? How's summer treated you? You guys look healthier than I would have guessed.
It's been too long. This is my prime season.
It's cannonball season?
I'm kind of getting... Soon I'll be putting on the hibernation weight again to subsist me for the cold months, the winter that's coming.
This is an audio format. We'll bring people up to speed. John, you are very tan.
It happens.
Golden hue.
That's why I can't go outside.
Ever. He's always tan.
I become a photo negative if I go outside. My hair turns white, my skin turns dark, and it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a poor look. Most people, this is what they strive for, and I'm living proof that you're all fools.
Yeah.
Chuck, you look very similar. It's morning where we are recording this right now, secret for our listeners.
It's very early.
It is very early, especially in John and Chuck timelines. Chuck, you look kind of the same,
darkest
but just sadder and more haggard, which I think is just the hour of the day.
Yeah. Chuck's been working hard.
Oh, yeah. Chuck, you're now an honest worker, sort of.
Well, right.
I mean,
yeah.
I call them squares.
I mean, you still don't have reportable income.
Well,
but you know, you're at least working hard because Chuck, you've been doing a food truck all summer.
Yeah, it's been the dream of mine to own a business. It's second below having a mildly
own a legal business.
Right,
I could have got you some of that floating grouper.
Talking about people, listen to this. I don't want the tax man and or the law coming after me. The food truck's going well. Having
a
lot of work.
Get your trash bag of if you want to be a businessman. If you want to do business, man.
Guys, cut the drug talk, okay?
Okie dokie.
It's unprofessional.
I've been clean all summer, guys.
Uh-huh.
Podcast, no bleeps. There have been no bleeps for like two months.
Yeah. I feel like you borderline bleeped a few times.
Yeah.
Like, you were probably so bored during the Wade Baldwin thing that you almost F-bombed a few times.
Yeah, Wade Baldwin repeating platitudes of working hard and living right were...
Good Lord.
Here's the thing.
That was like a platitude soundboard.
Huge, 110%. Huge respect to Wade Baldwin IV for coming on our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell it was a younger guy doing some of his early in his career NBA media. Because then Brandon Wright was actually who I was worried based on nothing other than watching him play basketball. I thought he might be kind of bland. Because he's always given he's just a good teammate, good guy, soft spoken.
Right.
But Brandon Wright, been in the league for however many, 8 years. Very engaging, very friendly.
See, I wish you could have been around during the Grizzlies character heydays of like Stromile Swift and had him come on.
Oh, I mean, I was around. But yes, I do desperately wish that we had a podcast 10 years ago. One, because we'd be huge now.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Any podcast that started in 2006 that was still going.
Yeah, but, now Bill Simmons is now a Giga Jim an alienaire.
Yeah.
Because he's thought of doing this thing first, even though he's not very good at it.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
His ringer will put out anything they want, and it becomes the top podcast of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Although, Chris Vernon, do you know this news?
No, what happened?
You've been out of the loop. So Chris Vernon...
I know he got kicked off the air.
He got kicked off the air. He got hired by the ringer and is going to host their NBA podcast, which will be an improvement. It was hit and miss.
See, I don't want... But that's an improvement for the ringer. That's devastating for local Grizzlies media.
I feel like it's devastating for, the local ESPN 92.9.
Because Chris Vernon was, to me, he was the best part.
Yeah.
He shall be missed. He'll probably become completely unpalatable under Bill Simmons.
I'm nervous.
As well.
Local Memphis people who know him are excited about he can swear now. They think him swearing on air would be pretty funny. So,
well, as I'm living proof, it's really not that funny.
It's true.
It's lazy and a crutch.
The old ringer people don't have the bleep button quite like we do.
That's sad. Hey, guys, what'd you have for breakfast? Did we forget what we do here?
Well, I kind of thought...
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I kind of thought you were going to turn it to me, Chuck.
Oh, yeah. Keith looks like he's shaved his beard. It's no longer the Grizzly Adams look that he had so wonderfully adopted.
Keith now looks like he actually comes from his hometown.
Yeah.
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. You look like someone who's very mad at Colin Kaepernick, if that matters to anyone.
Politically.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Wife's out of town.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I brought back Hello Darkness, My Old Friend. Brought back the mustache. And not the thick, burly, hipstery,
wispy
twirl the corners.
No. You're ready for Americana Fest mustache.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah. Americana Fest is here. I'm living through it by never leaving my house.
That's
when she comes back. Do you have to shave it immediately?
We've been married a while,
right?
So she will be repulsed by me, and yet I still won't shave it.
Sure.
So it's a power struggle at this point,
right?
Yeah.
When we met,
does she withhold affection? If you know what I mean, talking about you having sex.
We've been married a long time, John. I feel like I prefaced that sentence with
the information.
We're coming up on 10 years.
I was about to give you a life hack, though. I don't even grow facial hair, and my old lady will still be like, you need to shave. I'm like, what are you talking about?
That one time you had that gross mustache, too.
I tried so hard to grow a beard like you guys.
So gross.
We have visual proof of it, evidence. On our website. That's the closest I've come to a beard.
But
people just think it's a shadow.
I'm glad, Keith, as a former married man, that you're exercising your individuality through hatred in facial hair.
I'm probably common law married if Tennessee had common law wives.
Yep. Yeah. I think you have to be monogamous, though.
Alas.
Ooh. Haha, just
kidding. He's in love with the Coors Light. That's his real bay.
That's what I had for breakfast. I'm having for breakfast.
It's a very early Coors Light for John over here. Mm-hmm.
Bang.
So the NBA has been rolling on. I know we guys have all been following it. There's been good news, been sad news. I'm personally...
Talking about Derrick Rose.
well, everything Derrick Rose related is just
super sad.
I just got news.
Horrifying.
I just got news on my phone just now as we started that Chris Bosh has not been cleared to play and he has blood clots.
I got bigger news for you.
Won't allow him to be an NBA player this
Look,
year.
Look, this is drama, my friend, because Chris Bosh has started a web series about his comeback.
That's true.
So buckle up, Chuck.
Yeah, well...
That's appointment viewing, young man.
I believe doctors and blood clots are a real thing, and I'd rather see him alive than...
There's going to be a happy ending to this. This isn't some Kobe documentary.
Well, so what the biggest thing, and this is breaking news, one of the biggest issues is going to be who failed. Was it a team doctor? Because, again, this is going to be the weird struggle. It's sad. Weird struggle with Chris Bosh is going to be a storyline, I fear, maybe all season.
Well, you could have made the... last year when they weren't his physicals, there was the whole issue with the team doctor not clearing him. You could have made the argument that the Heat were being kind of business savvy,
right?
Maybe being able to cut him and saving the salary or getting whatever the rules are with the injured players.
He has to not play for a year.
Right.
And if he plays at any time, the clock resets. Unless he, I think, like maybe he, if he plays less than 10 games or something, there's all kinds of rules. But
now with training camp coming up, and you're kind of looking at him being somebody who they could use, it doesn't seem to be in the Heat's best interest.
He's their best player.
Yeah,
by a lot.
A young Whiteside.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
MVP candidate.
It's just
Whiteside.
Sad. It's just a sad little bit of news for me as a Miami Heat fanboy.
Also,
I'm telling you, you don't make a web series if you don't know the ending. So cheer up, Charlie.
I'd say also friend of the show, Josh Richardson, with the MCL.
That's devastating.
I haven't heard the official news, but he's going to be back this season. So it's no big deal.
I'm walking around on a torn MCL right now, and I'm still my
never
explosive
been,
self.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The saddest news, maybe my favorite NBA player, Chris Middleton's going to miss the season.
Yeah, that is super sad.
Tore a hamstring. I mean, I was very down on the Bucks. If you listen to our Bucks preview interview, I'm pretty down on the Bucks this year. And now it's just like, what's even the point? I mean, I know Giannis is going to, put up.
MVP candidate Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
It's called foreshadowing, people.
That's foreshadowing. He's going to try to put up some Russell Westbrook. All on his lonesome numbers, but no Chris Middleton. Is that that's the end of the Bucks? Even though they brought in Mike Beasley to be horrible,
And
fill his stead, which is just a hilarious
bees in the trap.
Terrible move. Is there any other storylines from the summer you guys want to address, or should we just talk about how we're going to lose our money to Pickle?
There was that Derrick Rose thing.
The Derrick Rose.
Try to spin that one, Chuck. Find some comedy there.
I mean.
I'm going to shame you into finding comedy into slut.
No, I won't. I won't at all find comedy in that. But I think it's something that's awful that we should probably be mad at Phil Jackson about.
Well, Phil Jackson said he was aware
and said
of all these issues. I mean, these issues have been going on for a while.
Yeah, three years now.
Yeah, But
we should be mad at Phil Jackson for sundry reasons involving Derrick Rose. That's just bad basketball business.
Yeah, pulling a, you know, crickety-kneed point guard who relies on explosiveness for, you know, shot creation. That's not really somebody
who's, who's secretly become one of the worst perimeter defenders in the league.
Right.
And who doesn't set up his players.
Crickety-kneed.
And the Knicks are going to lead the league in unadvised long twos between Melo, Rose.
Hey man, when you when you have, you know, a burgeoning superstar and you want to increase his usage in Kristaps Porzingis, just get a terrible ball hog point guard.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh,
well, I mean, in Phil Jackson's defense, he'll probably only play 30 games. So who's and
you
Noah,
make an excellent point.
And then they bring in Noah, who's also has bird bones, and you know nobody play
Noah, a center who shoots 41% from the field over the last 2 years,
right?
And Joakim Noah. In the Big Apple, it's going to get nuts.
Well, that's his hometown. That's his hometown. He still knows everybody.
Yeah.
He still knows everybody.
I mean, he's going to be out till dawn every single night.
I think
hopefully avoiding those Cle'Anthony Early joints.
He's going
to
get like
stab. He knows the joints not to go to.
He's going
to
get steps in deep to like Teddy KGB in an underground gambling ring. This is bad all around.
Yep.
Yeah.
speaking of underground gambling rings.
Yo.
We are going to talk a little bit about some NBA futures bets. It is
a little bit.
Well, that's what we're going to.
A lot of bit.
We're going to talk about all that in September. The few things we can talk about is
September is things, the greatest song of all time by what artist?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Ooh, that's racist.
I have no idea.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I don't know.
Greatest song of all time.
It is probably one of the
objectively.
Best.
Objectively.
As a musician, I don't know the answer to any music trivia question. Ever.
That's good.
Don't have you ever, music? When playing the guitar, ever even used an upstroke, you giant white monster?
straight, gung, 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 gung. Straight eighth notes all down.
Mogwai monster.
All the time. Hey, anyway, before we get to the gambling talk, I want to tell you guys about Fan Essentials. Fan Essentials is a subscription service for the extreme sports fan. They will send unique gear and collectibles to your house every month in an awesome Fan Essentials box. They have subscriptions starting at just $14.99. You can use the code FBBF to get 30% off your order. And remember, we're doing an iTunes review giveaway. Write a 5-star iTunes review, and in the month of September, we will give away one box to someone who's written a review, or if we get 10 reviews this month, we will give away two boxes. So those are great odds of winning. Go to fanessentials.net, get all the essentials you need. I also want to tell you about another NBA podcast that's been doing great work this whole summer and for a couple years, the Drive and Dish podcast out of Jacksonville, Florida. And here's a little bit more about them.
So we interrupt this great podcast that you're listening to. My name is Kevin Rafews.
I'm Tim Tompkins.
And I'm Justin Cousart.
And we host the Drive and Dish NBA podcast.
We cover every team in the league and a bunch of really fun segments like Random NBA Player, Drive and Dougal, and Hot Takes from Reddit.
So when you're done listening to this podcast, give us a search on iTunes or whatever podcast streaming app you're listening on.
We're also at driveanddishpodcast.com. We are the Drive and Dish NBA podcast.
All right, John. Now it's gambling, so we turn to you, our resident expert.
We didn't talk about breakfast.
Look how rusty I am.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Are we kidding me?
That's why we have Chuck.
I had one and one-tenth Coors Light, soon to be two Coors Lights, at
John,
10 a.m.
John with the, again, working the late nights of Americana Festival.
Nightmare.
So
in Nashville, Tennessee. So, to Chuck, what'd you have
I've moved from the horrible, horrible backwards town of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, to Nashville, Tennessee, which is where there's actual business for my food truck. And
I'm proud of you. That's a big step, Chuck.
Huge step. However, I live
Also, Chuck doesn't even live in Nashville. He lives in Bordeaux.
Which is technically Nashville.
It's Nashville.
It's Nashville.
His Chuck's commute to downtown is much closer than your commute to
Chuck
downtown.
Chuck lives on the river.
I live on the river.
Chuck's slumbering on the Cumberland.
But do you sleep in your food truck?
No, but it has been built into my business model.
Are you basing your life on the Jon Favreau garbage film Chef?
Garbage film.
I
unwatchably bad.
I felt all sorts of emotions.
I even like feel good, trite little romantic comedy things every now and then.
That's because you have a child.
That movie was built for single dads with dreams, and you guys have no idea.
So you did it. It literally, it's literally.
No, I mean I had some.
It's literally Chuck's life. You used to be married to Sofia Vergara.
The opposite of that.
So you were inspired by him going to Miami and visiting his child.
Right. That's exactly
or taking his child
happened.
With him. I can't remember the plot.
I don't either.
I remember the plot was.
How
based,
many Gaia Bear shirts did John Favreau?
The plot
wear
was based
movie?
On things going viral on Twitter immediately.
Right.
Like he would tweet, "I'm sending up a food truck," and then 1,000 people would wait for hours to get whatever thing he made.
Right.
So that was the fantasy that you've based your now life on, right?
Mm-hmm. And it does not work that way. What you do is set up and hope people come and then stare at your menu and go, "What's that? And what's that?"
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what's...
But Chuck is trying real hard because he has, and this is brilliant, and I don't know why you're not a millionaire already, a giant 30-foot-tall Grim Reaper balloon.
It's 12. But
death from a bun.
Don't you mess with my hyperbole.
Follow us on Instagram at Real Dope Buns, because that's the only social media that matters anymore.
And when Chuck named the restaurant, I said, "Chuck, are you sure you want to name it Death from a Bun? That's such a grim augury for the diner." And in the first Tennessean article,
yeah,
it's like, didn't know if I wanted to eat at a food truck called Death from a Bun, but it was great.
Yeah, well, food's so good, it doesn't matter what you name it.
Hey, I mean, we all need food and it kills us.
Keith, I'd like to start a food truck with you called Poop Food.
Yeah.
Well, since I was interrupted about my North Nashville story, went off on a tangent, I am now literally stone's throw from a Sonic.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
So I can walk my dog to Sonic. It's actually quite easy to get there. Also, within shouting distance of there is a Waffle House.
Wahoo!
I have a...
Many nice waitresses?
Not breakfast-related, but a KFC right across the street from there.
They, so have, a, they have a breakfast bowl, right?
No. Do they?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
How do they not?
Look that up. They should. But, you know, that chicken takes a while to cook.
I mean, a biscuit.
The chicken biscuit.
A biscuit,
I know they
on
have,
a biscuit.
So, yeah, what I did, I went and had the toaster sandwich... From
That's one of the few Sonic things I remember that I used to get.
Yeah, it's really
breakfast
good.
Breakfast toaster sandwich, really
breakfast
good.
Breakfast toaster sandwich with bacon, egg, and cheese. And what I do, add the Baja sauce. It's it's the spicy red sauce that comes on the ultimate meat and cheese burrito.
That would be French.
French. It's ranch and French dressing. Yes. Yeah. It's just some chipotle.
Call it French.
A sauce of chipotle.
That's not chipotle. That is red food coloring.
Red number 5.
Shrinks your teeth.
Yeah, that was me. I had a big old, Route 44.
Some say route.
Water. It could be route. Water.
Yeah, route. Route or route. Either one.
Route or route.
Depending on how you were raised.
Depending.
What your morals are.
Rough. Yeah.
Whether or not you wear a mustache.
What'd you get? Did you get the cool water?
The cool water. I do a water. I do a big
Route
old water.
Do you know what I'm talking about? The cool water?
It's no. Blue.
It's blue, yeah.
Yeah. It's blue.
Why is it cool?
It's incredible.
Is it like a Powerade or something?
No.
Isn't it just
pure sugar.
Yeah. Oh. I thought it was a fragrance by Davidoff.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. A little Drakkar Noir on top of that.
Hell yeah, dude.
My breakfast was a collection of my child's leftover foods. A little spare piece of banana. Piece of grape, and then that last bit of a...
Can you prepare me when you're going to do stuff like this? It's like watching Atonement.
Pear... a little pear bean puree. He left a little...
Oh,
pouch.
No!
Pear bean
puree. What the hell
puree?
Is pear bean?
I mean, it's pears.
With beans?
With beans.
What kind of beans? Oh. Kidney beans?
Green beans.
Green beans.
No!
Okay, no.
Shut your mouth!
It's just nutrient, man. It's just a pouch of nutrients.
Nutriments.
Pouch of nutrients. I am so healthy now that I have this kid.
Right.
Because also another thing for my summer, guys. Haven't been eating candy.
Whoa.
Cut out that candy.
Good Lord, you somehow like osmosisly passed it to me because I've suddenly started.
Oh, you
candy.
Become a candy.
I've
man?
Been sitting here trying candy, to build candy. A reality where you got so low that you shaved your beard, and this makes sense now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. No candy. You're no just candy, going through withdrawals.
It's like the scene from Royal Tenenbaums. We're like. 6 hours from him shaving off his mustache and cutting his wrist.
Needle in the hay, needle in the hay. That is dark. Anyway, let's get to the gambling and the actual basketball. I know we've had people listening to us for the hard-cutting NBA truths all summer. No. Guess what? That's over.
Yeah, we're now back to talking about farts and fast food.
Yep.
So welcome, guys. Anyone that we lose because of this, good riddance. We'll see you next year for the team previews, you crazy NBA nerds.
All right. So
I'm pretty sure Pickle's listening, though.
So Pickle is a local bookie. Oh, can we say that on air?
Yeah, he's like 5'6" of misanthropic bookie evil.
I imagine.
Can you be a bookie if you're not a misanthrope?
Whew, I don't think so. All right. You're ruining lives. That's every single day.
So, John, what are the first odds? Because not all the really crazy prop bets are out yet, because we're still in September.
You'd like to begin with championship odds, MVP odds, or the kind of interesting rookie of the year odds?
Let's go ahead and get the championship odds, because those are kind of the bigger and maybe have the less things to talk about. What are our championship odds? I mean, the Warriors are the prohibitive favorite. So
they are favored to a degree that you actually have to spend money to make money.
So what are the Warriors right now?
-110. So $110 is what you'd have to spend to even make your money back.
So are they giving you a field? So can you bet the field?
I mean,
I've seen somewhere I think it was +130 to bet the field, which seems crazy.
Which is, yeah, the lowest I've seen.
So if you had to spend your hard-earned money, John, on one of those two with the Warriors,
I mean,
Warriors -110 or the field +130,
you absolutely would have to take the field +130, because that's the most hysterical field bet you'll ever see.
Because that's never happened. It's clearly never happened before in NBA history, I don't think.
Yeah, I've never seen.
I mean, at the
I've
peak of Jordan.
Yeah, I'd be very interested to see what Jordan's like 72-win team was, but I bet it was not -110. I bet it was still like +100.
So when you're looking at the odds, John, what are some of your if the Warriors, because the Warriors are incredibly thin and they need rebounding and rim protection.
Right.
So if one of those five guys, you know, we're talking Steph, Clay, Kevin Durant, Draymond, Iguodala,
right?
If one of those five guys is hurt or misses time, I think they become a little more vulnerable just because of the lack of depth. So who are your value plays, you think, or what are some teams that you're looking at that might be the ones to bet on?
Spurs +1,200. For all the much ado about what ended up being nothing of the Warriors last year, the Spurs were almost just as good historically.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, they won 67 games in the regular season.
And this is another year with Kawhi and LaMarcus gelling. Should be really scary defensively. I just feel like that's the best bet to me because, I mean, Cavs are +275, and then there's a $1,000 jump.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, I mean, I know it sounds like it's crazy to take the Spurs, but they have similar odds to, like, you know, the Celtics.
Right.
And, I mean, where would you rather put your money?
I think, obviously, that's because, you know, Vegas is looking at the Western Conference being more of the gauntlet, you know, and the Celtics theoretically only have to get through the Cavs. I know Raptors fans are saying us too, but so what are the Raptors at?
I was scared you were going to do this, but yeah, the trendy pick is the Raptors at +3,300.
Yeah, that's wasted money.
That is wasted money.
I mean, the Raptors are worse.
Right.
They got an incredibly healthy year last year from their team. They lost Biombo. They replaced him with a fictional person named Jacob Pertl, I think.
No. That's a Pokemon.
Jakob Poeltl.
Thank you. And so if Valanciunas misses time, like he did in the playoffs last year, and if Lowry or DeRozan go down, it's
a strong argument to be made that the Raptors were worse when Valanciunas played until the playoffs.
That is true. You were leading that argument.
Well, Bismack is no longer with us either.
Exactly. So I don't know. I would feel like if it's my money, like I kind of like the Clippers.
A lot of people like the Clippers.
I'm seeing 25-1. What do you have them at?
It's down to 20-1.
So 20-1. Yeah, like still the Clippers. I think the Clippers are going to have a great regular season. I think they did some good things on the fringes of the roster that could help them.
They're the best team against the Warriors.
They always have played the Warriors great. They have each season, their fans and their front office can come up with the excuse of what happened. You know, like there's specific things like these guys didn't hurt.
Chris Paul broke his hand.
Yeah, last year they had that terrible mascot. you know who I would take at
The Miami Heat. I think you would take the Miami Heat.
+3,300, I would take the Oklahoma City Thunder, and here's why. A maniacal Russell Westbrook. who just turns into...
This is more foreskin foreshadowing.
Turns into just a monster.
But Russell Westbrook, when a monster previously, they played 500 ball.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think the bets on that, I would like...
You forgetting about Sabonis Jr.?
But, you know, they're going to make the playoffs. He's one of the players that you can kind of imagine stealing a series with crazy performances of 40-plus points during, you know, big-time games. I could see it happening with the motivation of having his lover, I mean, Kevin Durant, leave.
Right.
So
I feel like I would bet the Warriors, and then I would hedge.
You would bet the Warriors?
No, I'd like
bet $110 against all other teams. That's just as...
Not on its own.
Right.
I would say I would package that with a couple of long shots.
Right. So pay for your other bets.
Pay for my other bets. And I'm actually looking at some crazy ones. So the crazy one I'm looking at.
Pacers.
I'm looking at the Phoenix Suns. What do you have them at?
Oh, I need to scroll.
I'm looking at a
plus.
I'm looking at a plus 50,000.
Plus 50,000 on
Bovada. So I would lay down some money on the Suns. What if the Suns...
How about the Suns and Nets being below the Sixers?
Package some of those picks. Like, is there a 500-to-1 odds that they can turn some of their young picks and future assets coming in into an all-star? Like, into a Russell Westbrook? I know you don't normally see trades in the conference, but I'm just saying, there's not I don't know what 500-to-1 is. There's not a 0.2% chance that... There's a universe where that happens.
Right.
And then, you know, some injuries happen. I just like a deep long shot. I like throwing my money away on swing for the fences, completely fictional, fan fiction, alternate universe theories.
No. I just want to know how the Nuggets are behind the Magic on this championship odds list.
Must be the Western Conference. I mean, everyone has to face the prohibitive favorites, Warriors in the West.
Yeah.
I mean, the Nuggets should be way better than the Magic. I would think, what are the Grizzlies? What are my Grizzlies? On that
plus 7,500 on mine. Yeah.
See, I would do
right in the middle of the pack.
Yeah.
I might throw one in
up where they belong.
And like the Jazz and the Grizzlies, two teams that I think are built, if healthy, built for the postseason, not the regular season.
You must stop betting on the Grizzlies. You've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
Grizzlies were up 2-1 on the Warriors.
No.
I had that. I was going to pay $2,000.
Yeah,
that $40 ticket at 50-to-1.
Yeah,
man, I spent it.
Yeah,
spent it.
I mean, I spent it.
You were out there buying beard trimmers, and
that's right,
and banjos.
I bought 82 beard trimmers and one banjo. So there are no value plays besides the Spurs.
I really don't like any of the picks besides the Spurs.
Yep,
I mean Cleveland doesn't pay enough at plus 275. Celtics, you're throwing your money away. Everybody's in on the Clippers to the point they've already lost 40% or 25% of that value.
Yeah.
20% of that value. They're already down. Raptors, that you're throwing your money. I mean, you got to go down the list for quite some time. I mean,
and then the Heat now. I mean, there's no
Let's
chance.
Say let's say if you guys each had if you were placing two bets.
Right.
What would your two bets be?
I go Cavs Spurs.
Just Cavs Spurs.
Yeah, I mean if I want to make money and I want to make it happen. I know that's going to be what your hedge is, where you would go with. I think the Cavs still have a chance to get where they need to go. And whatever the Spurs, if Kawhi takes this kind of maniacal leap, turns into monster Kawhi.
I think Aldridge is more poised to make the leap than Kawhi. To be honest,
I think Aldridge, they will need him. Kind of reached his ceiling. I don't think he can get.
I don't know.
He's going to be playing without. You know, without
he always 10. Ends his playoffs on the sourest of notes.
Yeah,
where like he's killing it, he's scoring 40 points a game, and then something happens, and then his last couple of games, you're like, oh, jump shooting big man can't win with that. You know, like right. that
easy Charles Barkley.
Yeah, yeah. That narrative doesn't go away. I think like
Spurs twice. I'll bet on the Spurs twice.
Spurs twice. I think I would
Spurs
do
Spurs in the field.
Yeah, if I can do the field, I think I would do Cavs in the field.
Yeah,
and that's doubling up. Like that could be a double win.
But I mean, my whole perspective is just no. I can't even. It doesn't make sense as long as Steph Curry and Durant are healthy.
Well, you're rooting for an injury at that.
Yeah,
point.
And that to my
which
head
is dark.
I also
work.
Would lean on in my life. I have never in the preseason picked the NBA champion correctly.
Mm, really? Mm.
As far as I know, I mean,
right.
The last 2 years,
mm-hmm.
I did not pick the Warriors to win I mean, I picked the Warriors to win last year. They did not. The year before, I picked the Spurs to win on the podcast, you know, and they did not.
Right.
So as far as I know, I'm assuming I thought the Heat were going to win the year before.
Well,
they did not. So
this will be three strikes for me on Spurs if they lose.
If they lose this one.
Because I have taken them in the past 2 years. So.
Yeah, I would have never, I don't even remember who I took last
year. You took the Heat and then also the Heat.
Yeah, back to back.
Let's move on. Let's move on to something I think a little more interesting, which would be the MVP odds.
Oh, so, yes.
What do you have for MVP odds, John?
Rather shockingly, to my eye, Russell Westbrook is the prohibitive favorite.
Yep, he's trend. I mean, everyone thinks he's going to do the Oscar Robertson, almost average a triple-double.
Let's just do the top five.
Okay.
Russell Westbrook, plus 200. Steph Curry, plus 400. LBJ, plus 500. Kevin Durant, plus 1,200. Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, and James Harden all tied at plus 1,600. LOL, Anthony Davis. Once more.
Well, poor Anthony Davis. I mean, was he second 2 years ago?
Correct. And when this Westbrook news came out, I thought to myself, oh God, this is Anthony Davis all over again.
Yeah.
However, when I started doing research.
Or research. I
found the evidence for Westbrook being this favorite is rather compelling.
Okay. Go on.
For me, it's simply about a comparison to when, if you look at the past, this is like a deep dive, but when Doug Collins started Michael Jordan at point guard for a while, those like numbers,
37, 7, and 7 or something?
Those numbers were out of control.
Right.
And then, even if, say Oladipo kind of slots in well suddenly.
Uh-huh.
When Jordan finally had John Paxson like slot in, he would.
That's right, Thunder fans. Oladipo, if we're lucky, might be John Paxson.
Yeah, but with somebody like John Paxson, Jordan kept his scoring up with 26.9 points and still dished 11.3 assists per game. Those are monstrous numbers. That'd be really hard.
Jordan never averaged 11 assists a game.
No, during the thing when Paxson came in.
Oh, okay.
It was like a 20-game stretch.
Oh, okay.
Like, what I'm saying is people who are worried that Oladipo's going to, like kind of shoulder this load.
Or take some of the stats and numbers away.
I don't think it's going to hurt Russell Westbrook's stats.
No, it's
going to
help him.
To change from Serge Ibaka and Kevin Durant to Oladipo
and Anthony Roberson.
And DeMontis Sabonis.
Like, yeah.
I mean,
although hopefully Sabonis won't be out there.
I think that's just a logical fallacy to think that that's going to be what changes his stats. Now, the problem with the Westbrook thing is, are the Thunder going to be good enough for him to be in the MVP discussion?
Yeah, and that's where I would say no. Right. I think that's why I think it's weird that he's the top, because I don't think in history we haven't seen if the Thunder are the fifth seed, I don't know if we're going to see them reward these massive scoring numbers. We might get so carried away every night that, you know, all these media members, he's winning their fantasy leagues for him.
Yeah.
And they're like, yes, MVP, give it to him.
Yeah. I think the narrative there too is, you know, it's kind of like you root for the single mom who gets left by the rich husband, you know, to go to a better place. Like the Russell Westbrook is kind of, you kind of feel bad for him at this point.
She's the... I'm sorry. He is the scorned housewife.
Yeah, he's the. Well, you know what I mean. It's like you root for someone who's been.
He's
kinda...
Tiki Barber's pregnant wife, who Tiki Barber dumped.
Oh, easy. But no, that's
Tiki Barber's listened a long time.
Gone Girl Barber.
He knew that was coming.
But yeah, like I think the media loves a narrative. It's a different.
And the narrative is strong in this one.
Right. There's a different person that we can talk about MVP race over the past 3 years being LeBron, Steph, and Durant. Now, you can't give Steph and Durant the MVP based on the big three, you know, philosophy where LeBron didn't get it the first year in Miami, where they teamed up and how can they be good. So it leaves you either, I'm thinking Kawhi or Westbrook or I think. He's
to put Westbrook to bed, our best case scenario is 89 Jordan.
Well, I was going to say...
Our worst case scenario is like Adrian Dantley.
Yeah, that could be
I was going to... Yeah. What numbers... What do you think Russell Westbrook has to average to win MVP?
Near triple-double.
But give me...
I think he has to lead.
I feel like he needs to
lead or be in the top two in scoring.
So last year he averaged 23.5 points, 10.4 assists, and 7.8 rebounds with 2 steals per contest.
Right.
I think he needs 6 more points a game and similar peripheral numbers.
I think
is quite doable.
I would think you would bet on him if you thought he could lead the league. I think if he's top two in points and assists, mm-hmm. he has a shot as long as they're
top four,
like a 5 seed. I think that's feasible because the obvious example you look at is when Durant was out and he put up whatever that was over 2 months, you know, where it was like he was averaging almost 35 points a game and double digits, averaging that triple double. So if he does average a triple double, which is on the board, I think.
If he averages a triple-double, he's going to get it.
They'll give it to him, probably.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
Right, neither do I.
That's why I think the knock, like home run hitter MVP vote is LeBron James. Because the Westbrook thing is unlikely.
Mm.
They're not going to give it to any Warriors because of there will be the backlash of the super team. And then the next guy is Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden.
That's why I think Kawhi's got a chance.
So I think... I agree. I think we cross off Russell Westbrook. I don't think LeBron James is going to get it because I assume he's going to play 65 games and he's going to coast. Mm-hmm. And I think the there's either two ways the narratives will go.
Well, didn't he do that last year and still almost got it? Well, didn't almost get it, but second.
Yeah, I think NBA writers have become so transparent and so accessible through Twitter that they get all carried away in this groupthink and they pretty much universally decide what's going to happen. And a lot of it is based on Reddit.
That's
and
the biggest argument for Russell Westbrook is just the narrative.
Well, so I think that enough people are going to be like, LeBron James is coasting. Like the Cavs only won 56 games or 55 games because they didn't care, which I think is going to happen this season. So I don't think LeBron James is going to get it. Steph Curry isn't going to get it. Because the writers will not give it to him for 3 years in a row.
Right.
They will do the, there's no way we're making him the 3-time in a row MVP.
Right.
So I think 1,200 plus 1,200, Kevin Durant, if Kevin Durant leads the Warriors in scoring and the Warriors are as good as we think they are, if they're close to 70 wins, I think that Durant will get some of that love. And so again, it's 12-1. But for me, that's where I would go because I don't like any of the other options. I don't see Kawhi winning it. I don't see
my second favorite option besides LeBron James is Karl Anthony Towns.
Really?
Yeah, that's a big.
What are his odds?
It's plus
5,000. Same as Draymond Green.
Yeah. Now, I mean, he takes a leap, and
if they're suddenly like a playoff team.
I mean, no, but if they're suddenly they'd
have to be a
like
top,
a 55 win.
Yeah, they'd have to be a top seed, which
you don't think even if he was like they were like 8 seed, he could have Twitterati rise
in
for eight, big
in,
cat.
An 8 seed team will not have the MVP.
No,
unless he averages 35, 15, and 12.
Yeah,
attention, Russ Bot.
Yeah. But yeah, I think Westbrook's probably as close to a lock if he stays healthy, because he's much like Jon Favreau in the movie Chef. you just root for him. Why do you think they could throw a tweet out in that movie and 5,000 people would show up?
Okay, because
Twitter gave Favreau $4 million to make the movie?
Yeah.
Chef is a Twitter movie. It's like a movie that just advertises Twitter.
That's a great marketing plan.
But
can we go over some of my favorite funny ones?
I want to do long. Yeah, give us some funny ones or long shots.
This one is funny because it's not a big long shot. It's better odds than the aforementioned Big Cat and the same odds as guys like Chris Paul and DeMarcus Cousins. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yep.
Plus 3,300. Tied with, and this one is just amazing to me, Carmelo Anthony.
The Carmelo one is just to take New Yorkers' money.
Right. As must be the Derrick Rose one, which is another hysterical one.
That's really funny.
I like the Jimmy Butler one, who's strangely tied with Derrick Rose.
And Dwayne Wade.
Well, I think everyone assumes the Bulls are going to be bad.
Right.
Not bad, but very, very, very mediocre.
I'm telling you, that's one of the most amazing trades that made both teams worse.
Yeah.
Or not trades, but signings.
Before we move on to Rookie of the Year, I think... I'd be remiss. One long shot I kind of like would be betting on Blake Griffin bounce back year.
Yeah.
If the Clippers win 60 games.
But they've built that into his price. Like they have him.
What do you have him at?
He pays less than Chris Paul.
$2,800.
Okay. But yeah, still, man. Yeah. I might do that. And the
I feel like if the Clippers have this amazing season we're talking about, it's Chris Paul's shoe-in.
It could be. Mm-hmm. But I mean, when the Clippers were great a couple years ago, it was Blake Griffin who received a lot of the benefit because Chris Paul missed some games, but still, it was Blake Griffin who received the benefit. Was he? I think he was third, maybe. He was in the top five, definitely, of MVP voting. Also, the man who I think will prevent, in my mind, Russell Westbrook from doing it is James Harden, who, under D'Antoni, on a ridiculous offensive squad, the Houston Rockets, like, they replaced Corey Brewer shooting in the corner with David Anderson and Ryan Anderson. And
I was just so confused.
Yeah.
So what Mormon are you referring to?
Yeah. Ryan Anderson and Eric Gordon, like, they've actually added shooters.
Right.
And I think there's a good chance that he could average 30 and 10.
You just talked me into him as the best value.
So I'm seeing 1600. What do you have?
That's what we got.
Yeah. So 16 to 1 James Harden. So if you guys are placing who's your MVP bet, if it's your real money?
You know, we haven't talked about him, but let's say Paul George goes off and you got him at plus 2200. I
can't believe how high he is.
Yeah.
He's a top 10 candidate. I'm stunned.
Yeah, I just think he's, I don't know.
So Paul Jordan?
He could be a, you know, let's say, you know, in the East, LeBron gets hurt and by some weird stretch, the Pacers are relevant. I could maybe see that happening.
Again, they have to be more than relevant. These teams have to be pretty much like top two in their conference.
Right.
So if you put a gun in my head, make me take guys. I'm going to do all the hot to trot. It ties back into our championship odds things. Like, Raptors are priced like they could make a leap. So that makes me want to put a little money on Kyle Lowry. Spurs, I think, are the best value. And since I don't think Kawhi will become a sexy enough story, like, if the Spurs take a great leap, it'll be because LaMarcus Aldridge has successfully replaced Tim Duncan. So I like LaMarcus Aldridge, who's pretty amazing. Like, he's 10, way 000. Down there.
Yeah.
Plus 10, so those are the guys I like. But before we quit, I want to just mention that Andre Drummond and Bradley Beal are on this list.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah.
It's rough. I might put real actual money on Kevin Durant, 12 to 1. I like it.
I'm probably going to do LeBron James and you just talked me into James Harden in a big way.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Let's move on to the rookie of the year. So opposite of MVP, you can be on a horrible team and just put up numbers.
It helps you.
That is actually the requirement. I think it's in the requirement they mail out to the media members.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why don't you pick the player who gets the most opportunity on a horrible team?
Yeah.
So obviously Ben Simmons is the prohibitive favorite, I would assume.
Consensus, as it is.
I got a hot take on that.
Go ahead.
Get your Skip Bayless gun out.
Well, what's what do I have to bet? What can I win if I just go mainline down the middle and go Ben Simmons?
It depends on where you're betting, because I'm seeing variance between plus 175 and plus 225. But I would argue that he's not even my favorite on his team.
Joel Embiid,
I like Embiid to put up better numbers than Simmons this year.
There's a real argument for that. I think he's not specifically, I don't know if he's still drinking Shirley Temples.
By the pitcher.
But
after Keith's heart.
I've seen video on the internets of him. He is looking svelte. He looks like he's in.
The man owns the internet video realm of basketball highlights.
He's in
Twitter god, Joel.
Yeah, the basket. Yeah, practice video. MVP.
Can I bet money that he doesn't play 30 games? Because that's the Joel Embiid bet I'm going
to
make.
It could
I
be.
Want to retort you so hard.
Because I am a sin eater.
But here, but check this out. The problem with the Ben Simmons bet is there are 5 76ers in the top 5 of this bet.
Right.
Because Dario Saric is right behind right behind Embiid for, you know, the fifth man.
Mm.
I mean, that just makes it tough.
I think Ben Simmons is going to average, and this is for you fantasy players too, I would assume he averages at least, you know, 6 assists, 6 rebounds.
Right.
And then what he can do scoring-wise will be
poor.
The answer.
Right.
Like, Summer League, he was atrocious on shooting.
He can't shoot.
But the passes he makes are so good. If they can...
You don't get points or MVPs for throwing around your head, son.
Man, if Jared Bayless hits 43% or whatever he did of his threes like he did in Milwaukee, if he does that again this year, you know, Ben Simmons' assist might be closer to 8. And then if he's doing that, he might do it. Brandon Ingram, I don't think he's going to get enough playing time, which is a sad thing to say for Lakers fans.
Sorry, Damon.
Yeah, yeah. So to put up the numbers, especially as they keep saying we're going to play our best guys and strive for the playoffs and all the wrong things,
right.
Just brought Meta World Peace back again. It might just be a right. training camp deal. I'll grant you that. But Chris Dunn is an intriguing one because he had the 2-game summer league explosion where he looked amazing.
But I feel like Rubio will still play so much that he won't have enough minutes.
Right. Well, I mean, he might be the answer at the two, like a combo thing. So
that's what leads me to the sexy picks, the secret picks.
What's your secret sexy pick?
Buddy Hield and Denzel Valentine.
See, this is ties into my thoughts because I don't care about rookies. They really, they're exciting, but they just came from college and college is awful. So I'm just going by cool names. And my cool names are Buddy Hield, Denzel Valentine.
And Dragon Bender, Dragon I assume.
Dragon Bender.
you got to go Dragon Bender.
Those are three great NBA names that I root for those players to be relevant just so that we can talk about them and say their names out loud on this podcast.
So tell me your thought process, John, behind Denzel Valentine. Because in my mind, the Bulls screwed over his Rookie of the Year campaign when they stole Chuck's lover, Dwayne Wade.
Right.
Like when Dwayne Wade left to go to the Bulls, it's now like, oh, now we're not going to play this first round pick at all.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that. We kind of agreed on no.
Well, simply, I just don't think Dwayne Wade will play that many games in this season. Also, I don't think the thing about Denzel Valentine is he can play three positions in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that gives him some wiggle room. And I mean, I'm talking about value picks here. Clearly, I mean, when you look at Ben Simmons, if you look at the odds, he's a prohibitive favorite.
Right.
To the point where, you know, he's a Warriors-esque favorite here. And I'm just not going to bet that guy. I just don't. Betting the favorites, there's not a lot of money in it. And then if what you're saying about Brandon, there's not a guy on this list other than Joel Embiid who doesn't have an impediment as far as playing time.
I will say, so the picks for me that are the longer shot picks that might have opportunity, one, we just mentioned, Buddy Hield.
He has the nobody's in his way.
No one is in his way. They are already devastated with injury. Tyreke Evans might not even play basketball this year. They're already hurt.
Let's do some podcast pool money and put it on Buddy Hield.
No. So this is the thing. We should take our ad income and gamble it. That's our season three plan. I hadn't told you guys yet.
Oh, sweet.
We're putting maybe all of our revenue from the last 6 months. Let's make some sports bets with it. I think that's
you had me at gambling.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna. Have
so Buddy Hield should have all the looks that he wants. He's playing alongside a top five MVP candidate in Anthony Davis, all the looks he want, and then another deep shot, a man who I'm not sure is good at basketball.
Thon Maker?
But will have every opportunity to play basketball, is friend of the program, Wade Baldwin. Yeah. Wade, the Grizzlies...
This is funny because I was going to sneak in a Grizzlies epilogue at the end of this, and it was going to be simply, don't bet on Wade Baldwin to win the Rookie of the Year.
The Grizzlies have no proven backup point guard. They have...
I mean, he's a Conley injury away.
Conley's going to miss 15 games. Tony Allen's going to miss 20 games. Their backup guards are Andrew Harrison, Troy Daniels, who I've never made an NBA rotation, even though I can hit 45% of my threes, and Wade Baldwin 4. Like, they have...
I have terrible news, Keith.
Are you going to... I'm not sure he's good at basketball.
Andrew Harrison is probably better than Wade Baldwin.
That's not... I'll fight about that.
They're not good.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking...
They're bad players.
At 33-1, Wade Baldwin, I'm just saying he has the opportunity where if he plays well, all the minutes he wants could be his. But again, I might go put some actual money on Buddy Hield.
Yeah, I'm into this Buddy Hield one.
But I might bet the favorite because I think Ben Simmons is going to be awesome.
I forgot a guy.
That could be our little double down. Sorry, Chuck, go ahead.
I forgot a guy. With a great name, Caris LeVert, son of Gerald LeVert, R&B singer extraordinaire, RIP.
I got Jakob Poeltl.
Jakob Poeltl.
Don't forget about Timothée Luwawu-...
Yeah. Is Capero even in the...
He's dead last.
Yeah.
That's the last guy you can bet on. And if you saw any Timothée, I just want to bet it on Juan Hernan Gomez.
Oh,
he's so good.
There's so many nuggets, and we haven't mentioned the good nuggets again. Jamal Murray looked incredible.
I would like Jamal Murray if that wasn't such a crowded backcourt.
Yeah, they have such a crowded backcourt.
What about Jaylen Brown?
So, Jaylen Brown, again, you're talking about a team that still has, I want to say, 17 guaranteed contracts. Right. Like they still have the Celtics, and, you know, there's not, he's, I think Jaylen Brown's more of a project, is probably not going to get in the game. All right.
I hope we whetted your appetite there.
We did. Hey, to wrap up, a couple of just random, specific Kevin Durant-based bets.
Mm.
Even money, does Kevin Durant average over 26 points or under 26 points this season?
Under.
I think you can. It's not a problem for him to average 26 points.
So you'll take the over?
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm
26.1 though.
I'm doubling down on my Kevin Durant MVP bet with over 26 points.
Lock under.
Who will average more points? This is a -150 Kevin Durant, +110 Steph Curry.
Hmm.
I'll take the underdog for the value. I think it'll be pretty negligible.
Same. Yeah,
I think they will both average around 23, 24 points a game.
Same.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm going to go Durant. I think Steph is going to be
have,
more.
You might have a fever right now.
Is it a Kevin Durant fever? It could be that Rick James tattoo he put on his upper thigh.
I don't believe in a man that tattoos his body a lot but doesn't tattoo his weak arms. His baby,
he's
thin.
The man is covered in tattoos now, I think.
Is it on his arms?
I don't know how many. I don't know how many are visible, but he's been getting some weird tattoos.
Why would you get?
I sometimes can't.
Didn't he do? Didn't he do a Tupac as well?
I'm tattoo blind.
Did he?
Someone Google that. I don't know.
All of Chuck's tattoos, I just think they're terrible bruises.
All right. Finally, prop bets from our own Hardwood Paroxysm. They put out some wacky hypothetical prop bets for the 2016-17 season. This is a good one. Which number will be higher? We'll give you Russell Westbrook's combined points, rebounds, or assists, but you got to pay for it. It's -240.
Mm-hmm.
Or Andre Drummond's free throw percentage, +210. Russell Westbrook combined points, rebounds, and assists, or Andre Drummond free throw percentage.
So we're looking at 26, 10, and 10. So
it's 46, you just said. 46 seems like a good.
So I'm going to go going Drummond.
Oh, Drummond. That'll be good for all these statistical models.
Hopefully he's throwing it granny style with, like, sought out Rick Barry's tutelage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or he got hypnotized like Shaq did.
Because -240, that's a price to pay.
Yep.
It is.
It's a price to pay.
It is a hefty price. And, I feel like it's more accurate that Westbrook's combined numbers will be closer to 40 than 50, yeah. You know? So mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was doing best case scenario.
Surely Drummond.
Has to be Drummond.
Surely Drummond can do 40, and this is a good one. Last question, again. Which number will be higher? The number of Golden State Warriors All-Stars, +130, or the number of Cleveland Browns wins, -150?
That is a slam dunk, Golden State All-Stars.
Oh, yeah, the Browns are going to win three games, maybe.
And we're going to get at least four Warriors.
Yeah.
It'll be weird if there's not four.
Clay, Durant.
Clay is the one who will probably get dropped.
The Browns are starting like a kid from Degrassi.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Kessler at quarterback.
It's cute.
I don't want to hear about it.
That's perfect.
Yeah. John tried to trade me RG3 at the beginning of the year, too. So.
He classic, shut that down.
Classic fantasy football, John.
Yeah.
Here, take my garbage.
Do we have a par fadeaway? Things that we're looking forward to? I know it's September.
You know, I'm just looking forward to a drab and sad season. Chris Boschless NBA season.
I'm telling you.
Hopefully,
he's doing a web series. You don't start a web series without knowing the happy ending in store.
Anyway, I think the happy ending is going to be him traveling around the country going to music festivals.
He's
going
to chase you down like a velociraptor.
Going to food trucks, hopefully.
Hopefully he comes to my food truck. Hey, Bosch, I love you, dog.
Boshua.
Eat my buns.
Eat my buns, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening. We are going to come back weekly.
Keep checking out Keith's interviews.
Yep. We'll be back weekly. Probably starting now because we will be doing our better or worse butter or parquet previews for teams. And then we'll do our over-unders where we will make actual real money, not this fake money that we're doing right now.
Yeah, because we've been
going to be so well
2 years in a row. Our
fire.
Our agreed upon hive mind
which
picks.
Which must mean that we're due for death.
Yeah, yeah. Which is why we were going to put all of our podcast income.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put literally dozens of dollars.
So if next year you see us advertising on NBA TV, it's because
we did it.
We did it.
We did it. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Follow us on Twitter @FastBreakBreak. Like us on Facebook. Write those iTunes reviews to win Fan Essentials. Check out Rabble.tv. They got big things coming this fall. Thanks for listening. You guys are the best. And remember, breakfast is the most important thing.